I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Religious persecution has affected people in Sudan, regardless of their own backgrounds. However, Ilya Jadi, the African Bureau Chief at World Watch Monitor, says the government is scaling back on persecution. Believers are wondering, will this change last? Jadi says if Western countries continue to put pressure on the Sudanese government, it could bring about change and more improvement. So pray strength for the Sudanese church. And yesterday was Thanksgiving, which means Giving Tuesday is right around the corner. Deaf Bible Society recently sent a team to Ugandan deaf believers. After meeting the community, the team was moved by the desire to know God's Word. Deaf Bible's Kristen Dodd says, this Giving Tuesday, Deaf Bible's raising $2,800 to encourage deaf Christians in their ministry in Uganda. If you're moved to give, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Find your place in the story. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.